Hey everyone, welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's be real, self-compassion isn't always our superpower, especially when that inner critic sounds a lot like a drill sergeant. Ever feel like you're constantly failing at the being kind to yourself thing? You know that feeling when you mess up and your brain instantly goes into rewind, playing every mistake on repeat? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can rewrite that script. We can turn those negative self-talks into something a little more understanding. Self-compassion isn't about ignoring your flaws or making excuses. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Imagine tripping and scraping your knee. What do you say to yourself? Probably something like, oh, shucks, that stings. Let me take care of this. That's self-compassion in action. But when it comes to our mental and emotional stumbles, we often treat ourselves way harsher. It's time for a major upgrade. So, how do we actually cultivate this magical thing called self-compassion? Take one. Recognize the inner critic. That voice in your head that's constantly judging you. Yeah, it needs to chill. The first step is recognizing its presence. Become aware of those negative thoughts and try to label them out. There's the inner critic again. Just by acknowledging it, you start taking away its power. Take two. Practice mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a meditation master overnight. It's simply about being present in the moment. Notice your breath, your body sensations, and the sights and sounds around you. When those critical thoughts pop up, gently acknowledge them and redirect your attention back to the present. Think of it like training a puppy. Sometimes they get distracted, but with patience and redirection, they learn. Take three. Treat yourself like you treat a friend. Seriously, how would you talk to a friend who is struggling? With kindness, understanding, and maybe even a little humor, right? Now apply that same compassion to yourself. Forgive your mistakes, celebrate your wins no matter how small, and offer yourself words of encouragement instead of criticism. Take four. Remember, you're not alone. We all make mistakes, stumble, and have moments of self-doubt. You are not defined by your imperfections. Connect with others who understand, join a support group, talk to a therapist, or simply share your experiences with trusted friends. Knowing you're not alone can be incredibly comforting. Take five. Be patient. Self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more compassionate than others. That's totally normal. Just keep practicing those mindful moments, offer yourself kindness, and remember that progress isn't always linear. Picture this. You're presenting a project at work, and even though you practice endlessly, your mind goes blank halfway through. Your heart races, your palms sweat, and that inner critic starts screaming, "You idiot, how could you forget everything?" Instead of spiraling into panic, take a deep breath. Acknowledge those feelings. It's okay to feel nervous. But then remind yourself, this isn't the end of the world. I've prepared well, and even if things don't go perfectly, I can learn from this experience. Offer yourself some words of encouragement like, "You got this," and keep going. You might surprise yourself. So remember, self-compassion isn't about being perfect. It's about being kind to ourselves, especially when things get tough. It's about recognizing our humanity, celebrating our strengths, and learning from our stumbles. It's a superpower we all possess waiting to be unleashed. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice self-compassion in your daily life? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where everyone feels empowered to embrace their true selves. Until next time, remember to be kind to yourself. You deserve it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.